So just on right attitude, so it seems like from Ajahn's teachings and from what you said, there's several elements you can observe. So there's the quietness of the mind, peacefulness. There's the moods and everything, perceptions, everything that comes up. And then there's the one who knows, right? So what's the attitude to take when we are observing all these things so we don't objectify or, you know, or make it in some way stressful?
Well, I think the attitude to be taking, or the perspective to be taking, is again making it practical and recognize what works. What is it that helps? What feels helpful? What feels practical? So that, as opposed to, because it's easy to then say, take it to an analytical, conceptual level. The tendency of the mind is then to conceptualize it, but I think it's more helpful to come back to the experiential and practical of, okay, what does it feel like? Because that's where there'll be a natural draw to what is settling, what is feels kind of soothing, comforting. And that will that will naturally encourage us.
So it's a focus on results.
Yeah. Okay.